Welcome to the Put Me On Something podcast. I am your host, Alejandro Gomez.
And I'm Eric Grizzly.
What's up, everybody? Zero sign.
And he's on time.
He's on time this time.
No, I'm actually kind of late right now.
But you're always late.
Yeah, I'm always late, so it's kind of ironic.
Even though you're just next door, you're just running late.
Supposed to be somewhere right now, too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah, the homie Arce's birthday dinner and shit.
It's all good.
Nah, it's all good, bro.
We're working.
I'll pull up. Exactly.
Hustle never stops.
Justified.
Was it grind don't stop?
Yeah, it's my dopamine.
Hustlers. Get your, what is it? Rising grind.
Hustlers. Rising grind hustlers.
Anyway, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing great. Yo, I had a what's that called? Black Rock coffee earlier. Uh-huh. I swear my heart's been pumping since the afternoon, bro.
Your heart stopped?
I had like a small.
Your heart stopped for a bit?
Yeah, my heart's been geeking.
Like, really?
Yeah, dude, it's good, but it was too much caffeine.
What are you? Like,
some kid ass drink, the Oreo blend. Oreo chocolate blend or something.
Oh, look at you. You want a little kid drink, bro?
Yeah. Here you go.
Here you go, Miko.
Where is the little guy? It's for me. It's for me. Give me that.
Is your little brother here?
Is your son here? He's looking down the counter. Give me that shit.
I got a little question for you guys. I think I was talking to my girl about this because she's always asking me, "Oh, when are you gonna propose to me? When are you gonna put that ring on the finger?"
Get that question every day too.
Every day, huh?
Every day.
So, anyways, my question is, how long should it take to propose?
When you're ready.
Damn. All right, we're done. Cut it. We're done. That's it. Question answered.
Like, you mean like 3 months, 3 years, 7 years?
Yeah, when do you think is right? Is it just when you know the person you're with is?
Like, never
the
right person? It's never going to be a right time to do it.
No?
I don't think so.
I mean, there might be milestones that check off the list for you. Because for me, I definitely had to be like, have my own crib before I even do that.
Yeah. I think, that's what I was going to say. Because you think, as a guy's perspective, because we had to do the proposing. My thing is, like, I want to propose to my girl, but my thing is, I want to, like, same thing. I want to have a house, be financially like steady or stable, whatever. So then I could be like, all right, let's time to get married and I'll start a family and more kids, you know? But from I always hear from the girl's perspective, it's ready. You propose when you're like, your heart's ready, you know, like when you're ready to go. It doesn't matter what you have or you don't have, you know? So what do you think? What do y'all think?
Like when
should you fall to that? Like, fuck it, let's just do it. Let's get married, even though we're not ready.
I don't know, because I feel like a lot of guys get pressured into getting married only because they have kids and or together for so long and or cultural factors. Like, say when you have a kids in Hispanic culture, you're automatically married, so you might as well get married. People get pressured into it, or move out together. I feel like moving out makes more sense with the kid and shit than getting married is like the least of your worries. Do it when you're ready or financially, you know, everything's good. That's in my opinion, but there's always outside factors and the traditional factors from parents and shit.
I think there's never a time limit. You could do it anytime you want. It just depends on the couple. If they're willing to wait, or if they're not willing to wait,
whatever, they're pressuring, not pressuring you, like, oh, give me a fucking ring now or I'm leaving you, but like,
that's my guess.
If she's threatening to leave because you won't marry her, then let her leave. Then that means she doesn't love you then. Because then it's supposed to be an unbreakable bond, isn't it? Or was it to death to us part? Sick and health or whatever and shit. The fuck, the ring doesn't do health.
But
and
also,
shit.
Do you think there's a time limit to it? Like,
yeah, I think it should be like, if it's like over 10 years, you guys have been together for 10 years, then it should already like been a wrap.
You might as well be, if you guys have been for 10 years, you might as well have been married.
Like, so my girl's been asking me about that too, but I'm going to propose to her and all that. And we've been to her for, we just did 3 years actually last week. So we've been to her for 3 years. And not just her, but like her parents have asked me, or my parents have asked me too, like, are you guys ever going to get married or stuff like that? And for me, it kind of goes off of like my parents are only
ones like, I'm still getting to know her.
We're still getting to know each other. But like, my parents are like the only ones that are actually married. Out of everybody in my whole family have been divorced and stuff. I can't speak on my tío because they're not married. They've been together for like 20 plus years.
Damn.
So they're out of the question. But like,
where's that ring?
My other uncles, my other aunts, like everybody, my mom's and my dad's side have always been like separated or divorced.
That's cool.
I grew up kind of having that mindset like, Why am I gonna get married if it's just gonna come to the end, you know?
Yeah.
But like, the older I've gotten, kind of realized like, there's never a right time or bad time. You have to just go with it.
Go ahead.
No, and just go with it and then just figure it out. And I've kind of started realizing that. So like, for me, I'm gonna propose next year. So I think my mark would be like 3 years, I think.
3 years?
Yeah.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah, she knows. I told her too. Because
she won't see it coming though. Yeah. She won't know when.
No, because she wants it to. Not. Nah, she doesn't want it to be big, but she thought I was going to propose for her in Disneyland.
That's what my girl said too.
And I told her I'm not going to do that because I feel like it doesn't. I don't need people around for us to be like to propose. Yeah, yeah. I want it to be like just me and her, like that time
and intimate moment.
Yeah, because it is kind of true, like when people propose around other people, like around family, like it is cool celebrating with your family and all that. But the whole point
of it doesn't feel legit, like
no, the whole point of marriage is just be something between you two. And, you know, it's your guys' marriage, it's bonding together. And I thought, I told her like it's gonna be something where it's just gonna be me and you, and she won't know it's coming, you know. But I was like, don't expect it to be like around a family or like Disney or something like that, because I don't want her to get her hopes up.
It's gonna be when it's gonna be.
Yeah, but I told her it's gonna be sometime next year. I just don't want to let her know when.
Yeah.
Because she is the type of woman that she should be locked down, you know.
Yeah.
It just it's my
your like, call.
No, not my call. It's my brain that's not letting me do it, or I should have.
Is that the whole thing? Because you like you want to have everything else ready before you do it.
In a way, yes. But I also realize that she's been with me through like thick and thin. Like honestly, she has. Like I put her through some shit, like through hell.
Yeah.
And she still sticks to my side and still.
Saying that's real shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, at some point, I realized that like if I'm there, I've been with a lot of girls, and no one has ever been like that with me, like through my bad moments and my good moments. So I know I have a good girl. It's just my insecurity, I guess it is, of marriage because of what I've seen around me. But it's like I can't keep basing marriage on around other people when I have to do it alone and figure it out alone.
Exactly. It's between you two.
Yeah. And it took me a while to get to that point. And the more I talk to her about it, it's like we're already basically married. Like we're living together. We're already going to joint accounts. We're working for like a dream house and all that. So it's like we're basically married. It just we don't have that title yet. So I'm like, fuck it. I think my biggest fear was
the title,
but it's like a contract, you know, like we ever do break up with all of that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's like you never know in life. It's going to be like a big process and shit like that. And I think that's like my biggest like fear.
Yeah. True. It is a huge commitment and shit. I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
Same thing. Like it's when you're ready, you know? Yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily have to have like a house and everything, but that's what I would say. Like, I want to have a house and then all that stuff ready, so that way, like, we're not like struggling and shit. I mean, it doesn't really make the marriage like having all that, but like, I want to have it ready step by step, you know. And like I said, like same thing. Probably by next year, I want to do the same thing, like you know, do some plan something out to like you know, hey, will you marry me?
And I talked about it with Jasmine. So if it doesn't work out, at least we tried it, you know. Yeah. At least you know. You're able to do it again or something like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think because she's been, not gonna put her whole business out there, but she's been married before.
Yeah.
So I think for her, it's easier to take that next step because she knows the process of it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, it's a whole new world for me where it's
collecting rings.
Yeah. No, she's real. Thanos.
Thanos. I'm the sick one.
No. See, on it, that's the thing though, too, though. Like, I mean, male or female, I don't know. I don't want to be able to say, oh, my second marriage, my third marriage. That shit.
You're the first one and only one.
I don't think I would get married the second time and shit. If it really did happen, it definitely wouldn't happen the third time. Was it fool me once, shame on me, whatever bullshit?
I do want to get married eventually because, I mean, we are planning to have kids too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if we don't get married, it's like she's going to be a part of my life forever. So like listen there.
See, because having kids is more of a commitment than I love you.
And that's what she said. She's all like, "You want a kid, but you want to marry me." Like that doesn't make sense because there's more commitment to a kid than being married. And I thought about that. So I'm like, that is true. Like I feel like marriage is way underneath compared to having a kid together.
True, because you say even if you're together or not, you still got to deal with each other. You still got to deal with the family. You still got to deal with the legal names and shit. Yeah, I don't know. My thing is like,
I think my mark is 3 years. After 3 years, you should be proposing.
You should be considering it. Yeah. I don't know about like for sure doing it, but considering
5 years is maybe like
the little max.
I don't know. You can put a number on it.
A little theory there, huh? My bad. Because I have friends that have been with like their girls or whatever guys, girls, whatever. They've been with their partner for a while, and sometimes they don't propose until like a good while, you know. But I know sometimes too, like either if they propose or not, like around the 7 year mark, like 7 years they've been together, they tend to split up. And I've already seen it like 3 times already. Like they've been together for that long, and around like the 7th year, they just fucking like split.
Yeah.
But then also at the same time too, in these scenarios, they got together when they were young. Mm-hmm. Like high school or a couple years out of high school.
Like though. I said, my longest relationship was 7 years.
See, and then
there you go.
That was coming out of high school though. So
there you go.
As a high school person and coming into your adulthood, a lot of things change, and a lot of people, you two could go a different path, and that's what happened.
Shit, like your frontal lobe wasn't even fully developed.
I saw that too.
And you're over here making legal decisions.
That's what I'm saying with Jasmine. Like, we were both in our mid-20s. We both know what we want. We both want careers. We already have a whole goal of what's going to happen within the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
you're in the more you've been through this some shit, different variations. You experienced life, got some shit out of your systems, had to deal with some bullshit, and then it's just more of an appropriate time, and it's just more of an ideal person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I think it's just for me. Like I said, it's just taking the next step. I feel like that's a big. It's like not knowing the unknown.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is, and that's what we're going off to. Where I was like, about my business too, like. I could have done this a long time ago, but I wasn't ready. Not saying I'm ready now, but it's like, why not take that next step?
Taking the leap of faith or the leap to the next step or the new challenges and shit. It's scary.
Yeah. I feel like next year that's going to be me taking a lot of new leaps that I never thought I would be able to do. Yeah. That's off time drill too, that I'm finally going to go to courses.
Oh, let them know what's going on. What are you going to do?
Me? Oh, so... you know how we have landscaping business and stuff?
Yeah.
But we're residential. Mm-hmm. So I'm finally actually going to go get the courses and get my license.
Yeah.
Like the ROC. Mm-hmm. And then by next year, try to make the business commercial.
So what does that mean? Like, you can expand to like other stations, other other cities? Like,
No.
Like, so other units?
No, so I'm still in Arizona, but instead of just doing residential, which is like houses, I'm going to do
Walmart work.
Like Walmart wants me to clean their yard there.
Dude, that is landscaping.
Yeah, stuff like that. Or like, you know how people on the freeways clean? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Those are like contracts and license and stuff like that.
That's what I was wondering. Why, you and your dad never had commercial jobs. I was wondering that. It was just always for... residential, huh?
Yeah, it was because my dad started the business, and he's able to get his license. He just was always scared to do it and just was like...
It's a lot.
Yeah, and then he's actually done better just doing residential and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it takes a toll because he's always working outside. He just can't take off. Now he's actually doing it now that I'm running it more.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be like him at that age where I'm like still out here in the field like working my ass off. I want to actually be like in the office running everything behind the desk, you know?
Yeah.
While I have people working for me outside doing the hard labor work.
Yeah.
And like the last couple months, I've been doing more like that, setting up schedules, giving quotes, like fixing like leaks, like little things like that where it's more money, but also like it's easier. And so being out there like doing the hard labor, like, you know, picking up trash, trimming trees and all that.
I mean, shit, that's a fucking, it's a pros and cons of all of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I'm
learning everything.
Yeah. And for the longest, I was always comfortable where I was at. But it's like, bro, I was like, I have the ability to get, like, make it bigger and not be killing myself every day.
Yeah, it's basically time to take it up a notch.
Yeah. So it's always been like a fear. But like me and Joel are saying, like, you will never know until you do it if you're going to fail or succeed.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. That's what's up.
Some cliche shit. But it's true.
For real, because I mean, that's time for you to get a manager and or assistant. And then you got to start hiring some people. You know, so maybe preferably through a referral type shit.
Yeah.
Or with some kind of experience work. And then,
Because it's hard.
Taking it up a notch, bro.
It's hard and it takes a lot trying to work with the guys and then going through my phone for scheduling, going to talk to clients. You know, it's like I'm doing everything. Like right now, my phone's still ringing about people wanting me to go see their house or texting, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you do all the fucking appointment setting too?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, you need to get someone else. Or you need, basically getting someone else to do it and or setting it up for you have less on your plate so you can focus on that.
That's all I want to do. But to do that, I have to actually make the business bigger to where I could afford getting an assistant and afford more people where I don't have to be out there and making sure everything's running 100%.
Oh, so in order for me to take off some from my plate, I have to grow. In order for me to grow, I gotta hire. And to hire, I gotta make more money. So to make more money, I gotta fucking grow over here.
Yeah, because we have work, a lot of work.
Yeah.
But they're residential, which don't pay out as much as a commercial would.
Mm-hmm.
So say we have four guys right now. If I get two more, that's another $2,000 a week that I gotta pay my guys.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's how am I gonna be able to afford them when we don't have that many houses that pay that much? So that's a problem. So when we get contracts, it's a steady payout throughout the whole years, whatever we have for the contracts. As residential, you could do their house this week and the next week, like, you know what, we're done. We don't need you to do your service no more. So it's not reliable like that.
So having a consistent flow of contracted work, routine, and routine people and shit.
Yeah, it will be easier for me to kind of like organize on how much I could spend on a worker, on equipment, and so like, am I able to get another worker or not?
Yeah.
As is right now, which is like, it's unpredictable when we have good works. Because like right now we do residential, but we make more money on the landscaping, like designing yards and stuff like that. Yeah. But that's not all year round, because sometimes you need contracts or license to get those big projects.
Oh shit, true. Damn, it's like a whole fucking circle, basically.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. So that's why I'm trying to get my license next year.
Amen.
That's one goal. Yeah, that's one goal. And this goal is for me to get sober and go on and like work out.
Yeah, that's a personal goal.
Yeah, so doing that shows me that I could do like an actual...
The ending's possible now?
Yeah, like a career goal instead
like
of
like I could set more like goals?
Bigger goals than just like little ones. Because this was like a little goal, you know, stop drinking as much, kind of get back in shape.
Yeah.
Little goals, but mean a lot. So now it's like getting a license will be like something really, really good for like a big goal that I've always wanted to accomplish.
I completely feel you on the personal fitness goal and shit, because that's how I've been feeling. So I feel like I've been reaching like a pinnacle goal, not a pinnacle goal, but just elevating my physical abilities and shit. Nothing crazy, bro. Like I haven't, like I physically still look the same, but I just feel better, and I basically my workouts are a little bit more intense. I've been basically doing maintenance working out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not strength training, but more like
keeping maintaining and
yeah,
stuff
like that. And then I just see like my personal, you know, self growing. But I have, but I will say though, the last week or so, well, it was kind of slacking though, because it was my birthday and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going tomorrow. Hold me to it.
Yeah, same here, man. We slacked it for a little. This week was, I mean, we got back in the gym like 3 days out of the week, but we used to go like 4 or 5 days.
No, but that's good though. That's a good start.
Yeah,
point.
Like at least we're still going a little bit.
Yeah, that keeps it consistent. Because yeah, the minimums, you know, I say like at least the minimums is 3 and shit.
Yeah.
You know? If you're not, like, if you're not jogging or walking 30 minutes plus daily and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, a few workouts a week are pretty good. My opinion and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that's what's up, though. And sometimes, too, like, it's so much easier. It's way more easier to do it, or becomes more routine when you go with someone consistently and shit, when you make it.
To have someone there push you?
Yeah.
Or to do it?
Yeah.
That's how me and Jess are, like, she'll push me or I'll push her. And then, like I said, there's days we don't want to go, but we have each other. Like, let's go, fuck it. Like, and then we go and do it.
Yeah.
And damn, we got it out of the way and shit feels good, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. You can be lazy as fuck the rest of the day. It shouldn't even matter.
Yeah.
You morally feel better and shit. You physically better, like, kind of guilt-free. And it's like, fuck, okay, I did this bullshit. I got, you know, I did run the errands and shit. Oh, yeah, hell yeah, I worked out and shit. Now I'm tired and, like, fucking rest or whatever.
Well, yeah. We're starting to see results of everybody. Like, me, Eric, Jasmine, his girl, my girl.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see results because we're looking back at our pictures and we're looking like, damn, we are. Losing all that weight.
We were chubby, yeah.
Yeah, we were chubby. And it's crazy to think about back then, like, we first started working, you think you're, I mean, you know you're not fit, but you don't realize how big you are. So you start, like, lifting, working out, and like, damn.
Was it with you, I was saying, or I don't know who it was, but, like, I reached at 201 pounds.
Damn.
And I knew I was kind of big.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was at a bit, like, a month or two ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I finally went down from 200. I always stayed at 200. 201-ish. I always stayed at 200 and shit. And then I don't really pay attention to that. And then a few months ago, I went down to 95, which was a huge surprise. And like a few weeks ago, I saw it went down to 188. And I was like, bro, I haven't been in 180s in forever and shit.
Yeah, it feels good though, huh?
Yeah, it feels good. Like, I don't really look at that, but it's nice to see the result. I don't really look at the weight too much and shit.
I don't either.
More or less the physical appearance.
I've been between 178 and 180 lately, like over the past month or two.
Mm-hmm.
But like in my body, I feel more like thin, like, you know, when I put on clothes, I feel more, I could feel the difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
shit.
So I stopped really caring about how much I weigh because
the number.
Yeah, the number, it's just a number, but in your body, you actually feel like the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, him, you could see in his face, like, too, is like more thinner.
I was looking right now, I'm like in the video right now, like, I actually see a little bit more of my jaw. And that's not, I think it's more like because I'm growing my beard back.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, like, I can notice more of my jaw is coming in. And before.
Good shit, guys, good shit.
So we'll see in a couple months how it turns out. Cause right. me and my girl's goal was to look better for Disneyland so we can take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how long. It's only like 2 or 3 more weeks, so I don't know if we're gonna reach that goal.
And it's gonna be hard with Thanksgiving and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, do you guys? I always hear that people like in Thanksgiving they always, we're getting so much weight, we're gonna overeat on these holidays. And like, I don't know. Like, I've never saw that because I never like overate during the holidays.
But then again, maybe you just don't notice it.
No, yeah, too. But like, people overeat. Like, they're eating this and that. And like, I never noticed that we do that, like, at least.
You know, supposedly you're supposed to throw away your leftovers after 3 days. Cause I remember one Thanksgiving we had that shit for like a fucking week straight.
Man, that's just what the doctors say.
It's not true though, cause
seeking buy more, consume. You know.
Yeah, true.
Doing like, the consumer.
We just went to New Mexico and yeah. I ate bad. Like I had soda, I had pizza, I had what was it like brownies. We ate like
we ate like animals.
Yeah, we did. Honestly, we ate like throughout the whole day. Honestly,
we don't lie.
And I came back. When I left, I was at 178, and when I came back, I was at 182.
And then so what, like four pounds?
Yeah, but I mean that was like during the day after we came back from like the trip, and you know, we were still eating on the car and stuff. Yeah. So and then I weighed myself the next morning and I was at 180. So I was like, oh, 2 pounds isn't
all that
bad.
All that shit.
Yeah, for all the shit that I ate, like that was
really shit.
Yeah, because I thought I was gonna be like at 186 or something like that.
No, I feel you. But I was like, I try not to look at it, but it's a good measurement, especially whatever fitness journey you might have. We're not yapping, trying to flex. We just want to like show you guys that you can do it. Because we're regular people, bro. Yeah. At the end of the day, we're
let's talk about New Mexico. This is, for us, it's something new for me. Yeah. You've never been to New Mexico, right?
No.
No?
What about Wilson?
Oh, he has. Eric's been there.
Yeah, I've been there. No, I'm just hating, bro, because
it's weird.
Throwing on my birthday.
Huh? Oh, my bad.
I'm just hating.
My bad, bro.
You too, Eric.
My bad, little bro.
Y'all left on my birthday.
My bad.
We didn't realize that.
Yeah, we had this set for like months.
Yeah, and you saw the same number, which was my birthday.
I had no say in it.
That's even worse. Anyways, whatever. I'm just throwing shade. I'm just being petty. That's what happened in Mexico, bro.
Nothing.
In New Mexico.
New Mex? Not much.
Did you meet Blanco Solo?
Nah.
Was that a rapper?
Yeah. I'll show you guys after. Yeah, Blanco Solo.
We tried to go see the Walter White House.
Oh, no way. Did you see
nah,
you threw a pizza?
Nah, yeah, we were like, what, like 20 minutes
away? 20 minutes away, because we were somewhere, we were buying jerky. And they're like, let's go to the Walter White House. And then, like a 30-minute drive, like, nah,
nah. Nah, we didn't go. Like, man. Well, we were hungry, too, so
we were hungry.
Were you guys in Albuquerque?
Hey, BQ.
Yeah, BQ.
Hey, yeah, we were there. We got an Airbnb out there.
It was nice.
It was
like a fucking, you know, Seven Heaven.
Oh, the Seven Heaven House,
something like that. It was nice.
Yeah. Oh, is that the picture you sent me?
Yeah, that shit was nice.
Oh, because I thought you guys were. I swear, can you send me that picture? I was like, what the fuck? I thought you guys were gonna be in the terreno and shit.
Nah, that's why I thought you were in the desert. Fucking no,
we stayed in the city because that's where her grandma lives, and that's where she had like the hall.
Yeah.
So we were only like 15 minutes away from the hall and stuff.
Yeah. And we were there, and the only difference is the climate. How's fucking cold over there?
Oh, it's colder over there.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. It was like 39 degrees the night that we got there. Yeah,
we were outside, chilling in the backyard like a night, and just talking, sitting around. It was like fucking like 32 or something.
In the daytime, what time? What kind
like 50 something. Yeah, I think the high was like 55.
Is that normal for over there, or is it just the time of year?
Time of year. No, but it's normal for right now.
Winter.
Yeah, because they got normal. Well, they got more weather, fucking normal weather than here. Did you know that? Cause right now it's hot as fuck still.
I know, dude.
Did you know I saw this on Fox 10 the other day?
What? Did you watch the best? Dave Muncy.
Yo, he's still there too.
Nah, he's gone. He retired.
Oh, is it? Oh, who's it? John Hook.
John Hook.
Man, old ass still there. Remember didn't the lady run for governor? Anyways, whatever. Basically, they said that 2023 was one of the hottest years for Arizona on record since like fucking several decades.
I don't doubt it, man. And it's supposed to keep going up. And they say usually by like, was it 2050 or something like that? It's going to be unlivable here in Arizona. Is that how hot it's going to be?
But then they also say there's that. I completely agree with that more.
Probably get a house by then.
Yeah.
Affordable housing.
For reals.
Finally buy a house.
Finally for cheap.
Shit, we're probably going to have to leave the state. Anyways, it's more likely that, but there's also that whole thing where supposedly every like 20 or 30 years, the country reaches deeper hot pockets of weather and shit. Anyways, whatever. I don't fucking know. I don't know how to describe it.
No, you lost me on that.
You lost me, bro.
I don't know. My coworker described it to me and I believed it, but maybe I shouldn't have said that.
You lost me, little bro.
He's a pretty credible guy.
On our way up, it was actually snowing.
Oh, yeah. I saw it like. Well, we seen
like snow. In the city.
I seen snow. No, like
on the highway.
But I seen snow. You know, like we got on the Flagstaff, but I've never seen it snowing. Like. Wow,
all like currently falling from the sky.
Is this like the Christmas movies? It's like,
yeah, because when I went to Flagstaff, bro, my boy Tyler, AZ Vintage, bro, the trees were super tall and it was cold and it was snow. I felt like I was in another world, bro. I just like needed to leave the city more.
It's cool though, yeah. Like, I'm not a big fan of the snow when you're there for too long,
yeah,
but when you're there for a couple of days like that, man, it's like I really do enjoy it. It like, you know how people are like, oh man, snow sucks, you know, get like they don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like going to visit and stuff like that. And like, I wish it kind of got more cold here, yeah, which is supposed to be next week. But I enjoy like in Albuquerque wearing like jackets and stuff like that. Flying,
yeah. One time, what was it? We're impatient and shit. And that dumbass drove in front of us and like skirted off on some fucking whatever we were driving too slow Black shit. Blackstaff? And then he got stuck in the snow and then he asked us for help. And I thought he was like, oh, he must live around here speeding like that. And then he got we turned the corner and this guy's stuck in the snow. And then we tried helping him get out.
And Flagstaff?
Yeah. Remember?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I just remember that moment and the fool was stuck.
And I'm over here in two-wheel drive and that guy's driving his four-wheel drive truck like nothing.
Fucking driving as fast as like if he was in the city and shit.
And then we turn around the corner, he's all crashing to the hill. Where was like the wall?
Yeah, like straight, like...
He's crashing to the mountain.
It's like slit.
Through the hill, like a little ditch.
Yeah, thankfully he didn't go the other way because those hills were fucking high as fuck. Yeah.
Well, we were sliding too, man.
Because we were trying to back out of it because like we were trying to go up to the observatory, whatever. Yeah. And then since we kind of want to back out, we couldn't really like flip a U-turn and drive back down.
It's like kind of like a reverse thing.
Yeah, we had to reverse it down the hill,
and it didn't help that it was in four-wheel drive and it had three tires
because this dude, it was his truck, his old Tacoma. It's the first one
first one.
And no four-wheel drive or anything. And then
street tires too. Sliding everywhere.
And what else, he's all trying to back it up. We're all like guiding him in the back, like how to turn this? What way to turn?
Yeah, that shit.
Remember, you guys were pushing the truck sideways so I wouldn't go to the other side.
That shit was spooky. I remember that was the first time I ever hit a pen. Thank God, because that shit kind of like relaxed me enough, and I didn't freak out.
You hit a pen?
Yeah, it was my first time. I think it was a homegirl McKinley and shit, RIP.
RIP.
She gave me a hit of her pen. It was the first time I ever tried that stuff, and it was like relaxing enough to basically kept me in my zone and my head straight.
Or you would have been freaking out?
Yeah, I would have been like
freaking out.
Because we're sliding in the snow, pushing the car, and then like looking down that crazy tall ass mountain or a hill we're on and shit. I would have freaked out.
Yeah, it was pretty steep.
Yeah,
I still can't believe we did that.
For real, bro.
Like, I was like, all dumbasses just driving, thinking it's going to be fine. And it just turned into ice, and we're just like sliding on.
It wasn't even snow. It was like straight up ice.
Yeah, it turned into ice up more.
Damn, imagine falling off the cliff. Hell no.
We could have died.
But anyway, speaking of the smoking, you guys heard about what Snoop is quitting smoking?
Who?
Snoop Dogg?
No way.
You didn't see that? He's quitting smoking?
I saw something about it, but I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
Oh, actually, I did because who is it? Someone else. It was a Meek Mill kind of said, let's make it into a trend about like a challenge
to stop smoking
and stuff like that.
What is it just doing that for the public?
That's what I was going to say. Do you think it's just publicity stunt?
Or maybe he's just tired
keep
of it.
Keep it relevant.
But how old is he though? Like
50-something? I think he's 60 something.
50 something?
He is old, huh? Look it up.
He's of a maturity.
So he's quitting smoking and then.
I don't think he
people are saying like, well, what if he's sick or something?
Aw.
Like, what if he's, like, going through some shit? Like,
when the weed will help him get better.
He's 52.
Oh, what the hell?
I swear he was 52, like, 8 years ago.
He's been 52 for the last 20 years.
Yeah. He's a vampire. There's an age.
He's a vampire, too. What were you saying? People are skeptical?
Yeah, I was reading the comments, like, well, what if he's sick? What if he's going through something? I don't know.
Did he say why he stopped? Or he just said,
because he posted in, like, don't disrespect my privacy and like pretty much saying there's no, he's not giving a reason why he's gonna quit smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's crazy.
So maybe it is. Who knows?
Or maybe like you say, he's probably just tired of it.
How can you get tired of it? Well, yeah. Once you smoke, like, bless you.
Bless you. You know how when everything you do in life, like
you get tired of it.
Tired, like, or like a new job.
No, that's true. Cause I like with drinking, like I don't even like to drink anymore.
Cause you're lame. You'll get one beer and you're fucking hungover.
That's true though. I've had one beer and I've gotten hungover.
That's good though.
Cause you're not hydrated.
No, but true. But I mean,
thank you, Bubbly.
Sponsored. No, that's true. Cause I before I hate bringing it up all the time before the pandemic.
It's historical.
I was like not crazy drinking, but I was like every weekend, like let's go drink, let's go out clubbing, let's go party.
You guys did drink a lot,
and
you were there.
A weekend thing,
Yeah, it was
weekend things.
Do you remember that one year where we went out every weekend for like 12 months nonstop?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, it was like routine as
fuck. I think it was like two weekends that we didn't go
before we split up.
Yeah,
before which we'll talk about another episode.
he had to go on his own path.
Separation episode and shit.
I had to go alone and become a man.
had to go find like fucking hunting like animals and live in the wilderness for a bit.
For reals, man. Came back growing up and stuff.
Damn, I'm glad we all rekindled. Yeah. No, we did, bro. It was crazy. I don't know why.
We're young and foolish, man.
But at least we got that in our system.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because of that, before the pandemic, we were like drinking every weekend, you know? But after that happened, like, I don't know what it is. I just got bored of it and tired of it. And, like, you really do grow out of this shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I still fuck with it sometimes and shit, but I'd rather have a nice little brew with my good people and shit, staying indoors. I feel like I sound old saying that shit, but
it is true.
I just got tired of, like, going out to the clubs and shit, and it gets expensive and shit.
It is true, because we were telling Jasmine for my birthday, before me and you, like, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Before I went to Mexico, she's like, what do you want to do for our birthdays? And she's like, you want to go out or something? I'm like, nah. I was like, kind of sounds boring now to, like, go out and shit like that. And, like, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but, like, where will we go out to go club? Like,
as where will we go?
Yeah.
Because we're older folks?
Yeah.
Like older clubs?
We're not that old.
Like, what's it called? Sandbar? Sandbar, right?
Sandbar's cool.
Sandbar?
Where that? I
think that's the only place we can go.
In Scottsdale?
No, it's Gilbert and Tempe.
Isn't it the one in Chandler and the one in Gilbert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one time you guys told me you're at Sandbar, and I went to the wrong one. And you're like, where you at?
That's where all the older folks hang out.
Really? Right, yeah. You need to try that out. But yeah, I don't know. Every time she asks me, like if we want to go out or, like, go hang out somewhere.
Yeah.
My head always goes to, like, Mill Ave. Like, I don't know.
For real. Go to Mill Ave.
Yeah.
Ingrained in your cerebro.
It is, man. But, yeah. I'd just rather just
chill back. It's cool. And shit. Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I got kind of over it, too. Because I was over it before the pandemic started. But when the pandemic started and they told us we couldn't go out, I was like,
you want to go out? You want to
go out now? But anyways, glad it's over. I don't know. I've always liked not staying in, but, like, house party environments and shit. If it's, like, heavy drinking and with good, like, people and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
like, stuff like that.
I've always liked that. Before.
When we were in New Mexico, I basically could drink now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there and stuff. We went to a party, and I was like, I didn't even want to drink, you know?
But, tell them what happened. You had a bet with you and your mom, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I made a bet with my mom a couple months ago. Like, it was, like, in July.
Yeah.
To not drink for 5 months, you know?
Yeah.
And so, it's supposed to last till December, but we basically, like, kind of call it off, like, last weekend, because, I mean, we're already almost done with it, you know.
And then you've been doing really good on top.
Yeah,
of that.
And then, like, we went to it was my girlfriend's grandma's birthday party, and she turned 80, mm-hmm. So it was, like, a big party, like, in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all drinking and shit, because they had, like, a bar and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my girl's like, you want to take a sip out? I was like, you know what, I should not even want to drink, you know. I've been doing good, and I feel like now if I drink, I don't know how I'm gonna act, or I'm kind of, like, nervous not to drink, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm not gonna like it or shit like that. So I was like, I'm cool like that, man. And then we went back to the house too. My sugar was drinking too, and his son, which is my brother-in-law. And then they're like, "Want one?" I was like, "Nah, I'm good. Actually, I'll just drink my water and shit like that." And yeah, I mean, I just don't even want to drink no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. How do you say in Spanish?
No se me antoja nada.
Exactly. So bro. Like, first of all, like, congrats. That's what's up.
Thank you.
No, good shit, because it's been like 4 months, 3 months?
It's 5 months.
4 months? Five months?
5 months, yeah.
Without 5 months drinking, next week. Like, it's not even that easy to just stop like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for you to just, like, I don't know, or just stop, like, yeah, I'm done quitting. I mean, at least drinking for, like, these 4 or 5 months and actually do it, like, not, like, be tempted to drink, it's pretty.
Yeah, and then the funny thing is before I stopped drinking, it's like I had a drink to have fun or to, like, socialize with people.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
Like, when we used to do these podcasts, I couldn't do it without having a couple of beers and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, going out or, like, with you guys or somewhere, it's like I have to have a beer.
Yeah.
And, like, now I do stuff without it. I'm like, I don't even know how I was drinking and stuff. Like, we went to the casino a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't even want to drink. You know, I just had a cup of water, and I was actually doing better at gambling, too.
Really?
Yeah, I actually made money that night.
Shit.
And that was because when I was drinking, I'll get so, like, my mom would get foggy, like, fuck it, throw another 20 and just keep hitting it, you know? And, like, I don't know, man. I don't even want to drink no more.
I feel you on the podcasting. Because I used to drink a lot more on the podcast, and then I realized I would just yap too much. So I kind of just chill with it. But, yeah, I still sip, too. Yeah, but
I'm still going to drink, though. But yeah, I don't know when.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So one thing I can tell you and shit is just let it be, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let it be like, oh, I'm going to drink this weekend. Just if it comes to the weekend, sip the antoja and shit. Like,
yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, because my thing was, the whole reason why I did it for 5 months was because I wanted to be more skinny and more fit when we go to California next month. And I wanted to, you know, go all these months without drinking, and then California, like, start drinking again, you know, just have a good time. Mm-hmm. But I don't even think I want to do that no more, you know?
I
said, I might sip on it here and there, but I don't really have that, like, urge, like, I need a beer to go do this more.
Mm.
So,
But you're not gonna dream go to Disneyland, right?
I might. I don't know. Like I said, it just depends. See,
like, yeah, if it, like it just if the, the mood strikes you.
Yeah, yeah. Like
you guys, just let it be natural. And yeah, shit.
I'm not gonna force myself. Like I want to dream just because I know I can.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like and that. Don't say like you don't need to be like oh on this specific date or time. Yeah. Do it. Just let it be. If it presents itself, sit and thought and fucking
retro. So shit. I'll just go with the flow and see what's good.
No, I feel you too. Cause I saw my girls tell me too. Cause I would cut back on drinking too. You know, I still drink right now and shit. But I would cut back instead of like fucking twice on the weekends, maybe just once or like gap weekends.
Yeah,
kind of more natural. But then I did notice because the next day I was like, bro, I always wake up early no matter what, even if I drink or not. I wake up with no hangover, just wake up and shit.
Yeah,
go time, whatever. But I did notice though when I wouldn't drink though, the next day when I would wake up early because I wake up early and shit, like naturally, I just felt a little bit more present. Like a little bit more, like I wouldn't wake up hungover. The most, I feel like a little bit dehydrated, but I would just wake up more, I'd wake up fine. But this time when I wouldn't drink and shit, I woke up early, hit up some yard sales. I felt a little bit more present than what I was
and shit. It is true, like you're more active.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I will have a beer after work and I'll just pass out. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And it just sleep throughout the night. And like now, like we go to the gym, we go to the store. We even train. Now we're training my dog too. So we have trainers. Then we go, you know. Mm-hmm. So like our whole day just full now in activity. And before I be drinking, I wouldn't be able to do all that shit.
Yeah,
I'd be wasting my time.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it and shit. Like to enjoy yourself, but just doing it too much and just routine and like what he could have done another day and shit.
Yeah.
Do you think like the younger, like our generation and the younger ones are gonna be like not doing that shit? Because you know, like in the movies or shows, they always portray like the dad, like oh, hardworking dude comes home, drinks. And knocks out, you know, all that stuff, and just like pretty much it for the rest of his life until he dies.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, do you think that the younger generation is gonna be different from that?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be way different.
True.
So they're just gonna be smoking.
Well, that's true, or maybe even not even doing drugs.
Being clean.
More clean, because I noticed like the trend now, like for younger kids, like they're not into like as drugging or drinking. Like
I don't know, but then again, we're not around them and shit. I think drugs are always gonna be a problem.
Shit, this guy.
I mean, I hope I 100% agree with you, and I hope. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying like it's like that's like saying there's no drugs in my neighborhood, but bro, there's drugs in every school.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like I'm more for it, but I
just try to break it to you, kid.
Because that's also the same thing. Like, oh, kids are gonna stop smoking cigarettes, but like, bro, they're fucking vaping nonstop.
Yeah, which is worse. True. I've heard.
Yeah. In some cases, it's worse than shit. So, kids, man, kids are always gonna be kids. You know, just be safe, kids. That's it.
I feel like. We're going off of that. I think it's gonna be different, but I still gonna be like, there's still gonna be a lot of alcohol users out there. Because the funny thing is, now that I stopped and realized that I'm out of that circle, everywhere I go, there's always people drinking like nonstop, like they're like for parties, for like Super Bowls, like even going to the bar, like not the bar, but like restaurants, someone's always drinking, so like that. Yeah. And I realized that like
it's just more socially acceptable.
It is. So I feel like the more and more.
Screw your mic.
It's like, and it's advertised like up the ass everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So I feel
you notice it more everywhere. Like you smoke and drink.
Yeah, everywhere. Like anywhere I go, honestly, anywhere I go, there's always someone drinking. Like, and then and I feel like that's gonna be now where it's gonna be more acceptable for like the drinking and smoking. You know, so like that.
Yeah.
So like instead of like us being like the hardworking dad, my dad going home and drinking a beer after work, now it's gonna probably be like smoking weed or something like that, you know. Or like doing shrooms and shit like that.
Well, yeah, true. And then because we're gonna see, quickly see a new generation where they grew up in an era where it was legal.
Yeah, you know
I'm saying like weed's legal now and shit. Well, at least for in Arizona and shit. And imagine in the give it the next probably 10 years and shit, it'll be all legal all over the country because it's legal in a lot of states.
Yeah, just like I think it's in Washington or Portland. It's illegal now.
Yeah, is it all of Portland and shit?
I don't know, but I think it is Portland. I need to look it up.
Like what, shrooms are legal?
Yeah, you know like that, psychedelics, like all hard acid. Drugs.
Like all hard drugs are just completely legal in some parts of Portland.
I remember, I've seen little
documentaries and shit where they have like slum areas. Areas and shit, kind of like what's it called in LA? Skid Row and like the zone and shit over here.
Yeah.
Just like little city, little societies of it and shit. Like obviously homeless people have their little communities and shit, but like
so like all types of drugs like are illegal.
Hardcore little towns,
like all types of drugs.
All types of drugs.
Meth.
Yeah. Oh, I remember, speaking of Portland,
speed.
You name it.
Wacky doodles.
Funky sticks. Oh, anyway, no, speaking of Portland and shit, it reminded me, I used to see this girl, whatever, I remember she said that her friend, the dad randomly divorced the mom and left the girls behind, and I think he told the younger girl he wasn't his real father, and then he dipped and took his new wife to, like, Portland, and they just live over there now. I don't know, just speaking of Portland, it reminded me of that.
Great story.
It sparked it in your brain.
Yeah, I don't know. I just randomly remember that shit.
Just out of it right now?
It was out of nowhere. He just divorced the whole family. And he was maintaining the whole house. The mom didn't work.
Oh, man, shit.
So he just straight up dipped. Yeah, and she had, like, medical bills and shit.
Speaking of that, like, let me ask you this. You know, like, well, like, the whole thing about being a man is taking care of your family, putting money, food on the table and all that shit.
Yeah.
Being, like, the main...
Provider
for the family.
Yeah.
Since nowadays, it's, like, it's really expensive for, like, the normal person to, like, you know, do all that. And it's usually, like, the mom and dad have to work to keep, like, the family afloat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's say, I don't know, you have a daughter or something, whatever, and they find a guy that is, like, a provider. Like, he has all the money and everything, and he takes care of your daughter. He pays everything for her.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, takes care of her, whatever. And then what, he just ups and leaves her, you know, like, just leave her. And she's not, like, prepared for, like, anything because she probably didn't do, like, work for a career or doesn't have a job, you know?
Kind of, like, clueless to the reality. Yeah.
Is that, like, acceptable? Because nowadays I feel like everybody has to work. Doesn't matter who you are, the guy or the girl, the relationship,
what background you come from.
Yeah, because yeah. I always want to be like fall into the category like me. Like, I want to, like, provide for, like, me and my girl and my kids, you know. Like, I want to be like, oh, I'll get the money, you guys, either my girl stays at home or has her own little business, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring in the money and take care of everything. But, like, what if something happens to me? Like, what if I die or something, whatever happens, and then she didn't do anything, she didn't have a career or anything, now she has to, like, struggle because she can't, like, you know, put money on the table, you know. Yeah. The question is, like, is that acceptable, or should the man be, like, the provider, or should it be both ways? Like, what do you guys think?
Shit. I mean, in this time of age, I think it's hard for a girl to stay home, so they're going to have to work no matter what. Uh-huh. The only way that will happen is if she gets a good guy that works hard and, like, makes a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, it makes a lot of money.
A lot of money. But then...
But she's putting all that on the risk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it could be risky both sides. From the girl's perspective, it could be risky because what if he just, hey, I found someone else I love, I'm going to leave
so
you.
I found a new hot wife.
So is he actually leaving, or, like, does he, like, pass
leaves
away?
Her, like, leaves her. Like, leave her. Like, leave her. Like,
is he skedaddling, or is he just going to come back?
Skedaddling.
Or skedaddling, and they have kids and they're married?
Yeah, either or, doesn't matter.
How old are the kids?
This guy doesn't matter.
It kind of doesn't matter because the kids will be fine.
This guy, I don't think he'll pull in the detail.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like those type of girls.
Is she bad?
This is good. In that type of situation, the girl will probably, like, ask for a settlement, like, you know, when they get divorced and stuff, to have, like, an income.
Like, what if she pulls a fast one and divorces him?
Because I've had situations where, like, have clients, right? I had this one client too. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't divorce her, but he passed away.
The guy
passed away, and she was like, "What you're explaining? Like, literally, like, she doesn't do shit. She doesn't even know how to, like." So she had, like, her tires are, like, not bald, but they have, like, maybe about 5,000.
The wires sticking out?
No. They're, like, they're spread on them, and they look nice. Mm-hmm. And she said that the tower was low, and she thought she had a flat that she needs to switch her tires. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then she went to discount, and they're trying to charge her, like $2,000 worth of tires.
Fucking wood. Fuck those bastards. Fuck discount tire and shit. And then, every time I come in, they're talking about, $1,500 repair.
I know. And all she had was a low tire, so I pumped it up for her and all that.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know. Like, she's so clueless to all that, and she doesn't do her bills and all that. So what he did was she left her with, like, a trust fund and all that, and had, like, the people that take care of, like, the money.
A financial advisement?
Something accountant? Like that. Yeah.
Accountant?
Yeah. So then he does everything. Like, he's
Damn, how much money do you have?
I don't know, but he left her with a lot of money, like, with an estate and everything like that. But to, like, to this day, like, when I go over and do her house, she asks me for, like, the stupidest thing to, like, how to do it. Like, I know it's not her fault.
Wait, is she older? Older person?
Yeah, she's like in her 80s now.
Pobrecita.
She said that her whole life, he maintained, like, the lifestyle for her. Like, she didn't have to lift a finger, didn't cook or anything. They had, like, maids and all that.
What? They had maids and shit too?
Yeah. And well, not maid, but, like, house clean ladies that come and stuff like that.
Every now and then.
Yeah, then they'll make do meals for her throughout the week and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, to this day, she's like, she doesn't know anything about, like, taking care of herself.
What the heck? So, maybe just basic stuff, like, for example, like, tire changing, or...
She doesn't even know how to do that, or she didn't even know how to...
Or cleaning the backyard or something like that?
Yeah, so, So, this is, like, the dumbest thing, but she didn't even know what trash went to what. So, she was, the blue and the green one. Yeah, and the black one. Uh-huh. She was throwing the trash into the blue one. I'm like, you know, that's recycled. She's like, is that why they're not taking my trash?
Well,
recycling won't take trash. Like,
see, that's what I mean, because, like, for example, what if we all have girls and we raise them? Of course, we want them to find a good man to take care of and whatever. Yeah. But, like... like, you know, if you raise them right, like, for example, like, if you always see a guy, a father raising a daughter, you're like, I'm going to raise her to be independent, show her how to do, change tires. No, she doesn't have to just, like, do nails and hair. She can't change tires, yeah. change oil, type of that. So she won't need a man. And same opposite around, too. Like, if, like, mom has, like, a son or something or whatever, or it doesn't matter what you're...
Like, the mom teaches the
son to click. They all try to be independent, you know? Everybody has to be independent nowadays. Mm-hmm. So, like, when, like, since, so, like, what's going on? When a guy or whatever, they find each other and like the one of someone that's not like that, they don't know a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. From either way, it could be a guy or girl. And then someone leaves, someone dies from either the couple. Like, it's like if they don't know shit, like about how to do, like they're just left clueless, you know? And they, like I'm saying, like, well, it's like, what do you think about that? Like, I don't know.
I think it's up to the parents to like teach your daughter the qualities of that.
Yeah, like
to if she needs it in the future. But if she finds a man that takes care of her and all that, that's cool too. But she also should, we should teach her like the quality, like I said, like yeah. the responsibilities of doing all that. Mm-hmm. But not like relying too much on her man, but also relying on him. So when it comes to the day, at least she had that skill from previous, yeah. like from you teaching her and all that. I don't think girls should be like fully clueless about a lot of things. Yeah. Like, you know how they say, oh, they're princesses. They shouldn't be working hard and all that. Mm-hmm. I think to an extent they should be working hard and like learning skills, like you said, changing a tire or something like that. Because yeah. nowadays men are shit too. Like they're growing up the same way where they don't even know how to change a tire. They don't know how to do oil changes.
Yeah.
Like that. And I think it all depends on the parents.
Yeah.
And no, if you teach them with like at a young age and all that, yeah. that's cool. If they find a man that could take care of them, that's cool. But at least she has that skill, like trait behind her.
It's more like to help each other, not to like completely be relying on each other.
Yeah. I mean, shit. You could completely rely on your man if that's what he wants to treat you like and treat you like a queen and not, you don't have to lift a finger. Mm. But it's also good to have those like those skills. Like as a back, like a back, yeah. What is it called? Like a, as an option. So if say he ever does leave you and you just remember, like,
at least you're not clueless about everything.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to maintain the house.
Yeah. Okay,
I know.
The whole thing about nowadays.
No, because real quick though, it goes for the same way for guys and shit. Cause like, there's plenty of guys that don't fucking know how to clean and shit. Or like they know how to hold the house down with like doing like physical shit, like fucking maintaining the car, uh-huh. fixing shit around the house and shit. You know, kudos like every man should and shit to an extent, whatever. But there's plenty of guys right now too that don't know how to like wash dishes, fucking do their own laundry and shit like yeah. that. Fucking mop, sweep, and clean the table and shit. You know what I'm saying? It goes both ways too.
Yeah, can I say something going off of that? Because it actually relates to me because of me and Jasmine. Mm. So in her previous relationship, she felt like she had to be more of a, not the man, but do a lot of quality men's, you know, like like get a job, drive, clean the house and all that, do her oil change and all that. So she felt like that. So she was like really like the... She was a man and the girlfriend of the relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when she got with me, she had a lot of that man like traits.
Like
when,
masculine
traits? Yeah, masculine traits.
Traditional
Yeah, but then when she got with me, she started realizing that I'm able to do that. I'm able to go put gas in her car, go change her tire, go take her, like do the oil change or whatever.
Yeah.
And like she was telling me like the other day, she's like, honestly, like ever since I've been with you, I've actually been able to be more of a female instead of trying to be more of a man with you. Like, you know, I'm actually able to be a girl, like dress as a girl, do my nails more because I don't have to break them or anything when I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. And so the funny thing is I never realized that how much of man I was until I got with you. Now I can actually be a female.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the opposite of what you're saying, you know?
Yeah.
Like now she has a skill. So now she could just sit back and let me do the man things. Mm-hmm. And God forbid we ever do break up, she could go back to her man skills too, you know?
Masculine, yeah.
Yeah, she could be a masculine.
Yeah, because I was seeing shit like that. Like on videos, like girls saying like, oh, I'm a masculine and I need someone that will break me out of that. Someone that will take care of me so I can be like the girl and be more feminine, you know? Because it's like, oh, I don't want to be the one that has to like change a tire, do oil change and cook and all that shit. I just want to cook and clean and let like, the man be like the man, you know? Mm-hmm. And then that's what I'm trying to say, because we raise our kids to be like, so obviously we're going to raise our kids to teach them everything, clean, cook, you know, change tires. I'm tired of the, whatever, you know?
I think our generation, we got the better end of the stick.
Yeah.
But I feel like the new generation now, like Emma, like, and you know, anybody
thing,
under us.
One thing too is because a lot of like our generation, the younger generation, they're being raised with single parenting.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mom or dad.
Something my girl told me, because I noticed that you both have mom and dad in the family, you know? Mm-hmm. Me and my brother only have just a mom.
Yeah, and everyone, from my perspective to that and shit, and there's no uncles, aunts in my family, from my perspective, stayed married. Yeah. They were married, but then they eventually got divorced and shit. Mm-hmm. So that, to my perspective, that's completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, where was I going? That I noticed that when you guys said that she, like, she was raised, obviously she was raised with both parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I see how she's like, remember last, like, when we were trying to talk, we were trying to, like, start shit with him at the Airbnb?
Yeah.
We were just fucking around with him. And then, like, I was trying to, I brought up the topic, about, like, girls and how they act nowadays. And then we asked him, what do you guys think? And then I realized, wait, hold up, we can't really ask those questions because both of them have, your girl and my girl both have our parents,
yeah.
Both of them. And they're both raised pretty, like, normal, like,
pretty solid.
Solid, like, people, because they're
like the typical way a girl should have been raised.
Yeah, yeah.
For a man in a, you know what I'm saying?
Because they have that father figure. Obviously, they have their mom, but, like, I noticed that people say, like, when a girl has a father figure in their life, they're not as much as, like, now these girls are nowadays, like, out on the streets, you know, doing the crazy shit they do nowadays, you know?
Which is true, because there's this TikTok I was seeing the other day, and the guy's asking her the same thing, like, do you need a man to take care of you, whatever? And she's like, fuck that. My mom raised me alone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the same way. I'm going to be a boss bitch and do my thing on my own.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, but won't you want to, like, a man in your life to, like, so you don't have to do all that? She's like, no, fuck that. My mom did it by herself. Why can't I do it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's, like, crazy. Like, that's the mindset, like, where these girls, like, wouldn't even give, like, a good man a chance, because their mindset's like, I don't need you because my mom was a boss bitch. Why I could do the same thing.
Boss babe.
Yeah. I don't know. My thing with that and shit, like, I get where you guys going and shit, but I feel like at the same time, like, I think another picture is just completely breaking down what is gender roles and shit. Like, uh-huh. There's foundational roles, and then I feel like the whole, like, cleaning and shit, maintaining the car should be for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, basic, like,
if you're going to go out to the world, you have to know how to clean and cook for yourself.
You have to be able to maintain yourself and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold yourself shit down. And so, like, I don't know. I feel like the whole general basis kind of needs to be. But, like, I feel there's a foundational rules, like the man of the house and woman of the house.
I agree with what you're saying, but that's more of a teamwork balance style, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying individually.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, when you get together, you guys could both do it, you know?
Mm-hmm,
but I feel like it's, like, say someone breaks into our house or you hear a noise outside. I don't expect my girlfriend to get up and go check outside, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. See, that's what I'm saying. There's the general roles and the basis roles, like, general foundation, and then there's additional factors. Like,
let my Glocky do the talking.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm getting all different shit. Like, okay, for instance, when you're with coworkers and shit, like, at work, and then something comes up where it's like, oh, you got to fucking open this, like, industrial strength tub and shit.
They'll send the guy to do it.
But, like, if you're in that proximity, you already know you have to do it. Like, just start doing it.
You don't wait for them to ask you.
You don't wait for them to ask you.
Move along, ladies, I got this.
Yeah, or like,
you're so dreamy.
Stupid. Anyways,
look, like, at his muscles.
Anyways, you do that shit just because
you have to, yeah.
Yeah, and then you already know you're supposed to, even if you don't want to. You knew you're going to fucking do it. So, like, let me do it before they even ask and shit. Or they're going to ask you and you just do it.
And then
you, shit, even if you're, like, kind of struggle, they don't need to know that shit. You just fucking do it.
Break your back and you do it in style.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where it's kind of like, that's what I mean. Like, it's kind of, it should be kind of like a natural, normal basis gender roles and shit. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But then again, we all work together and shit.
Yeah, it's just sad though that in this generation, it's not like that anymore. Like, you know, it's switching to, or like, I don't know where it's heading, but it's like, it's, we don't have the same roles as we used to.
No, yeah.
And it's kind of scary too. Scary Hours 3.
Oh, didn't you see he dropped an extended version?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it yet?
Nah, not yet.
Shit. Did you listen to it, Drew?
I saw the TikTok where someone was explaining, like, who's dissing.
Yeah, this and that. Dissing a lot of people.
Did you guys even listen to the album?
Not yet.
I don't listen.
Came out last night, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Eric doesn't fuck with Drake no more.
I fuck with him, just not as hard as back in the day.
Getting off topic now.
Yeah.
We're talking about Eric. Me and Eric are talking about the music video. Drake's music video?
Mm-hmm.
The shit was clean. The new one, though, from...
The one where he has the Ligotti here?
First person shooter with J. Cole?
Oh, nah.
You haven't seen it?
Nah, at least the only reason the video I thought was the one where he had his hair braided and then he had his son in it.
Oh, Adonis?
Yeah.
My, man.
Let me see, I'm gonna lie, skip past that part.
That's a whole song right there.
No, I like it when you like it.
No, but after we're done, we'll show the video.
Don't pull an X on me.
Is he the new little Bow Wow?
Drake.
Is he the new little Bow Wow?
Little Romeo
with the ECDC Jordans. I don't know. I feel like he shouldn't have been rapping until like 12 or 15, so he's a little more older and shit, like more voice.
Yeah, and again, he'll get better.
But you know, Drake's a goat. He can do it. Whatever.
Cabra,
whatever.
I'm just kidding.
And shit.
Nah, but the video's pretty clean, and then, like, references to it. Oh, I showed the Office. The one dude, what was his name? The big
Kevin.
Dude?
Kevin. No, is it Kevin? Yeah.
Kevin, he was in the beginning.
From The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
The bald dude.
They're in the video?
Yeah,
he's in the video.
Just him.
Just him. He does like a little reference to The Office, like in the studio, like the video.
Yeah, it starts out with him in The Office.
Well, there's a lot of Michael Jackson. There's a few Michael Jackson references. And
then, who is it?
J. Cole. Spider-Man meme is me pointing at Drake something.
Yeah. But they also have, was it a Messi and...
They did like the whole like... They did a photo shoot of, like last year or this year?
Mm-hmm. I think it was this year.
And then they did it. They recreated that scene, like the photo. I'm like, damn, that's just clean. That's like the cleanest music video I've seen in a while.
Which video? Which video?
First person shooter.
No, but which video did they recreate?
No, they just recreated a scene like
the one you're talking
There's
about.
A picture where they're playing chess. I forgot who it's. I want to say Lionel Messi and.
It's Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, there's a picture they took I think earlier this year, and Drake and J. Cole reenacted it.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's a sick ass video.
Isn't it crazy how like in like the hip hop culture you could be so like. Envied and so many people look up to you, and it's still crazy to say you'll see that these artists still admire and look up to athletes and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you watch it's just they can't see it, but
wait, don't play it though, because I'm fucking flagged.
Fly to the night.
Just turn up the volume.
No, I'm not playing. I'm showing the picture.
Let me see.
So that picture right here.
They recreated this for pretty much this picture. I'll probably put it up on the screen.
Where's the Drake one?
Oh.
I will put it on the screen.
Yeah, just put Drake in.
No. The production on that shit goes crazy.
Yeah, you need to watch the video. The video's fucking sick. I actually like this one a lot. And it's Creepily like the whole video is basically like them like back and forth fighting like in different sports like tennis, chess, basketball. Shit. So it's a kind of like competition, you know?
Yeah, I always think those videos are dope when they got like 10, 15 scenes in them and shit. Like you seen the one with Travis Scott, Bad Bunny in The Weeknd?
No,
that video was pretty sick. Yeah, K-pop. Yeah, the production on this shit is fucking sick. But
it's going hard because for the video, for Go That Hard, because they're promoting their new tour next year.
Who, Drake and J. Cole?
Yeah, it's called...
Going on tour?
Yeah, it's... what is it called right now? His tour? The one he just...
Oh, Blurry Tour?
Yeah,
Blurry
so it's all Blur Part 2.
There you go.
That
Part 2?
Yeah.
Damn. Whoa.
Trying to be like Bad Bunny?
What do you mean trying to be like Bad Bunny? What do you know? I'm not saying. I'm just, okay.
Do you know the Bad Bunny hater now?
No, I'm not. Just Dro says I'm a Bad Bunny hater just because I think. Okay, bro. Like in a general basis, I like Raul Alejandro a bit better. Why? Because Raul's okay. Bad Bunny's dope. He's the GOAT. There's no denying that, bro. He's universal. But I'm just saying in a personal Raul Alejandro's last project like in general. Better. Are more listenable than Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I can pull up one of Raul's albums and listen to majority of those songs more than Bad Bunny's shit.
I think they're just people's different tastes and shit.
Yes, Dro.
Like you saying that, yes, I can't do Dro. That. I won't listen to whoever said.
Yeah, because Dro dictates opinions as facts. If you didn't know that.
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know.
All right.
The only fact is that Kid Ink.
We should have a segment,
definition of a flop. Kidding. Definition of a flop. That is not opinion. That is fact. That's all I got to say.
All right. I want to do a little segment. I want us to go. So pretty much like two and two, like for example, Drake and J. Cole, one of them has to go.
See what he likes.
See what he doesn't like. What he doesn't like.
What he doesn't like. All right. You going to pull the pictures?
Well, I don't have any pictures, but I'm going to see them.
Man.
All right,
speed
top
flash.
Top of the dome.
All right.
The next time we're prepared for it.
All right, are we just naming shit?
Yeah.
All right.
To finish out the finish out
Jordan the 1s and Dunks.
Damn, you read my mind. That's going to be like the next one.
Okay.
Dunks.
Hey, Eric?
Dunks.
Eric's not a shoe, man. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I wear Dunks though more than I do Jordans, to be honest.
So which one's going?
Oh, the Jordans. I wear Dunks.
This game. Anyways,
I got a good one for you. All right. Well, I don't know if Eric will because he doesn't eat them, but tacos or pupusas?
Which one's got to go?
Yeah, one has to go.
If I like in general?
Yeah, both.
Pupusas?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. No way.
Nah, because pupusas for me are only like on a special occasion.
Birthday
shit.
Parties.
I feel
tacos
like that
can be anytime.
Yeah. Have you had pupusas?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom makes them all the time.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. I'll be the judge of that.
No, I was telling that
anytime a Mexican household
she told
makes
me,
them.
She told me that his mom makes Eric's mom makes pupusas. I'm like, I gotta be the judge of that.
I'll see.
I was gonna say one, but I don't think you fuck with.
Go ahead.
Do you fuck with Menudo?
No.
Menudo, yeah. Pozole. Which one's gotta go?
Yeah, Menudo. Say that. Menudo.
Pozole.
Well, just say it so we can clip it for like the TikTok, whatever. Say. Go ahead. Sorry.
Menudo or pozole. Which one's gotta go?
Eric.
Pozole.
Pozole. You're a wag. Menudo.
Menudo, yeah.
Menudo?
Really?
Pozole is the one with the stomach?
No, that's Menudo. That's
Menudo.
Yeah, Menudo, get rid of it. I like them both, though.
You like them both? You like Menudo? I've never seen you eat it.
Only like on Christmas.
This guy is the fakest person I ever met in my life.
Hey, there, at Tia's house. That's why you weren't there.
My bad.
Anyways.
All right, going off of that again, but I'm going to use tacos. And okay. Tamales or tacos?
Tamales.
Tamales. Oh, okay. Cheesecake or tres leches?
Tres leches.
Tres leches.
Tres leches, yeah. Tres leches gotta go.
Fuck that. I don't like
that. Digimon or Pokemon?
Damn. Pokemon.
Digimon.
Damn. All right. Oh, shit. I can't think. Go ahead. I don't know.
Because we'll just clip this faster.
Yeah, we're gonna. I'm going to clip it so we can.
Yeah, so we're just talking. Like,
yeah, dude. Talking.
All right.
Hey, let me think of some right now.
Breathing or not breathing? Not just saying. Ah, shit. What is a good one? Powerade or Gatorade?
Powerade.
Gatorade.
Powerade.
What?
Okay. Celsius or Red Bull?
Okay, go ahead. Hey, I got a good one for you. Celsius or Red Bull? I think Celsius.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah.
Who? Your Celsius? Red Bull's got to go.
All right. Orchata or who? Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yes, he's stumped, huh?
Orchata.
Orchata go? All right, what about you?
Oh, Jamaica's gotta go.
Damn, everyone. Shit. What else?
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke. I mean, Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Coke.
What else?
What up?
Micho and Ness or New Era?
What?
Micho and Ness or New Era?
Micho and Ness.
Underwear?
Right. Huh?
Where'd you
call underwear?
All right. 1, 2, 3. Mitchell Ness or New Era?
Mitchell Ness.
Yeah.
Mitchell Ness?
Duncan? No, not Duncan. Dutch Bro or Starbucks?
Dutch Bro.
Starbucks. Just because it's so big.
What else?
Oh, okay. I got one. If you had a choice of these, which one will you cancel out?
Okay.
Canes or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Canes.
In-N-Out.
Shit. I set myself up
set
for that.
Set yourself
one.
Up, man.
I don't know, because I like Canes a lot, but then I also like the burgers at
Protein Style.
Yeah, Protein Style and the animal fries.
Maroon or tan?
Tan.
Maroon.
All right, last one. We'll make it hot and make it a good one, and then we'll wrap up this potty.
Let's say a couple more just to
get the clips.
Yeah. Trying to make them more natural.
Let me think.
God or the devil?
you should clip that.
These guys are Satanists.
I had one, but you said that and I lost my train of thought.
Ghosts or zombies?
When I say go, ghosts or zombies?
Ghosts. Because all these zombies you kill, and ghosts,
yeah, ghosts
disappear.
True, I <eyes.
laughs> yeah. Walk through a wall.
You can't. You can see a zombie. Fuck. What else?
Shit, my mind just went all blank.
Drake or Lil Wayne?
Okay, last one. This is the last one. Drake and Lil Wayne.
Drake.
Damn, that's Drake. One. Yeah, I'll say Drake. Because Lil Wayne was like growing up in high school.
Yeah. Lil Wayne just had a lot more hits, and I think to this day, Lil Wayne still has some good ass music.
Yeah, what song was it? He was just a recent new one, and I saw a video of it. Someone was saying,
I don't know, but that's a bunch of, it was like a funny.
Talking about the one with YG,
I don't know,
and Tyga, brand new.
Yeah,
he also dropped one with Billy the Butcher.
Uh-huh.
That one just came out like last week, and he actually went hard on that song.
Something I don't know, but like I remember his fucking every time like I'm in high, like in school or something and listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Some like the punchlines he was getting, like, damn, I'm just sitting in class like, what the fuck,
bro? People would used to fucking caption their photos off Wayne's bars like left and right in this era.
Moving, was it? Real G's moving in silence.
Like lasagna. Lasagna. What is it? Weapons is drawn, but then talking about a sketch.
What? Oh, weapons.
Weapons are drawn, but I ain't talking about a sketch. Some shit like that.
There's this one where it's like, I want to be a G, so I went and got that bag.
Down, that's a new one, huh?
Yeah, did you hear that
one? Yeah. Or the, what does he say? I got so many O's and
I have so many O's in like a Funyun bag or something like that.
Oh, stupid.
Even Eminem shot him out for that one. He's like, damn, why did I think of that?
All right. I guess any final topics, thoughts, questions, comments, or concern?
Nah, I'm trying to think more of the which one's got to go.
I like that though.
Let's do it every time.
We should do them, but like with different like categories.
Yeah, so I was thinking.
And then you could pull the pictures or some shit.
Yeah.
Or like at least put it in the editing.
Yeah, for sure.
You're gonna edit all this out.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit.
Yeah, I'll say because I kind of like that. Like the you say like the ochata or like the tacos and
controversial shit.
Yeah,
we can clip people.
Oh my god,
we can clip it nice in general, and then we can clip it again.
They're Satan worshippers.
We can clip it. We can clip it again even more just to be a solo TikTok reel.
Yeah, like a whole thing, something like that. Yeah.
All right, I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can use it. Concerts or no, not concert music, or your phone. One has to go.
Damn, but how would we function?
Music or your phone?
Yeah.
I think like nobody else can have phones either.
Huh?
Just music, phones in general, like all phones?
Yeah, no phones at all. Or music. No music at all.
Shit. Go ahead, dude.
Like as a society or just me?
No, if you had a choice between no one has a phone, like phones never exist. Or music, you can never listen to music ever again.
But we
had phones at one point, and then just out of nowhere, just got wiped off where no one has a phone, never works again.
But we need phones as a society.
Do we also need music to thrive?
I would say mine would be phones.
Probably music.
I feel like really.
Yeah,
I feel like music has always got me out of a slug and
mood. You can always pick up a phone and talk to your best pal. Hey man, I'm feeling down.
Stop being a bitch.
Stop being a bitch.
Come on,
sing to me.
Stop being a bitch. Get a job,
bro. Stop calling me. I'm not gonna sing to you again.
What about you?
Fuck, I had one.
No, what's your answer?
Oh, I guess we gotta get rid of music, bro.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta function as a society, man.
Yeah, but if you notice too, though, everything you do is music. And like
just tapping on the table,
just what you do right
we
there.
Just everybody just forgets how to make music. Yeah. Like, whoa.
So the whole world just be blank, just talk.
Hey, yeah. Also, I don't know if you guys ever heard the idea.
Just podcast.
Supposedly, everyone's just like a world. No music, just podcast. Imagine a podcast concert.
Just talking for like 4 hours.
They do that.
Should they do that for stand-up comedy?
No, they do that. Listen to podcasts and they just have like meetups and then like pretty much just set up a whole podcast on stage and they talk and then have people watching.
Oh, kind of like live?
Yeah.
I think Impulsive did that one time. And forgot who else did it.
A few people I've seen do it.
Soulja Boy probably did it first.
For reals.
He invented podcasting.
For real.
Yeah, Soulja Boy doesn't get his
flowers.
Yeah, he doesn't get his flowers as he deserves, bro.
He actually did come up with a lot of things that are used nowadays.
Didn't the first rapper have like his own ringtone and shit too?
Yeah, then rapper to be on social media, utilize social media as like
to blow up and then like he I don't know if he necessarily invented clickbaiting but clickbaiting fucking boosted the fuck out of his success and shit too. And then like probably the first nah, I don't know about the first one to popularize a dance move, but then it was signature, you know, at the time.
True. Yeah. Alright, well I think that should be it. Let's wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in to the We Have Something podcast. I am your host Alejandro Gomez.
And I'm Eric Grizzy.
And this is Eurosign. Thank you for tuning in once again.
Where can I find us, you know?
Everywhere. Spotify.
Apple. YouTube. Oh, well, that's pretty much it for right now. We're going to see
YouTube for sure. TikTok. Everywhere, guys.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in. This is Swimming Sunday Podcast. We're out, baby.
Peace.